Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love to share our fascination with how the planets unfold and affect and echo what's going on here on Earth. And we like to use them as guideposts, maps for making our life simpler, easier, and more dynamic. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota tonight on the banks of the Mississippi, and I am joined by Mark.
Mark Waltz in New York City.
And Ann Ortley might be joining us a little later. It's wonderful to hear you tonight, Mark. And boy, have the aspects been feisty over this last week. We can just look at what's happening in the Senate to see what's been going on. I'm hoping for a break, just as Venus heads into Sagittarius and leaves Scorpio. It has just done that, and I'm hoping that gives us a little bit more flexibility. There's not going to be much, but last weekend was epic. We had both Mercury in Scorpio coming to conjunct Saturn. So Mercury was in a fixed sign. Our thinking process was stuck with its heels dug in. And then we had, on top of that, we had the I see Ann also. Hello, Ann, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
yeah. Yes,
I
can.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
And where are you speaking from today?
Huh? I am calling in from my bright red desk on the Upper East Side. And I had a reading that ran a little over, so I just finished and was like, okay, radio show, on to the end.
Well,
that
we're just
kind
talking
of day,
about last weekend's epic stubbornness.
Huh? Pardon?
Oh, we're talking about last weekend's epic stubbornness.
Yes, yes.
With
totally.
That Scorpio moon, I heard so many married couples called me and said, what is going on? We just dug our heels in and argued with each other all weekend. Oh, yeah, you're right on schedule. Just look at what the Senate's doing and the House of Representatives. So Mercury conjunct Saturn in Scorpio, and Mercury has moved well into its shadow. It turns retrograde next week on October 21st. And we had Venus and Mars squared off in fixed signs and the moon in Scorpio. So
if a
problem started, it stuck.
Yeah.
I didn't hear of anybody who got past an argument unless they went off to neutral corners to take a deep breath and remember that they loved the other person.
Right.
Because it wasn't going to be solved by communication.
No.
It was only solved by finding a common goal. And that's where you want to, you know, slap the politicians up the side of the head and say, grow up and find a common goal and see what can you agree on.
Right.
Right. That's my personal opinion. And ask them to really put the hope of the country first.
Right.
But so can we do that in our own relationships? I'm already hearing Mercury retrograde story tonight. I was emailing or instant messaging my daughter, and I asked, hi, how are you doing? And then my son came in and said he had heard at work a song, something about I'm going to whoop somebody's ass. And I went, okay, well, let me Google that. What are you talking about? I said, it was a silly cartoon song. So I Googled it, but instead of going into the Google thing, it went into the IM to my daughter. She goes, you're going to what? You're going to what? You're going to who? I go, I'm sorry, Mercury, it's retrograde. She goes, that's okay. I'm sitting here at my son's bus stop, and it has broken down somewhere, you know, and my kindergartner is lost, stuck on a broken down bus and no one knows where.
Wow.
So Mercury retrograde is already starting. Both
already
of those
started.
Are about communication and transportation, taking sidesteps and misconnecting.
Right. Completely misconnecting and hoping that they can connect on maybe next week, next year?
Next year. I mean, Mercury goes through this, retrogrades back, conjuncts Saturn again, goes forward and conjunct Saturn a third time. So it's really good for digging into a body of work.
Yes.
But it's not so great at easy communication and understanding and, you know, lighthearted interaction.
Right.
What are you seeing, Anne and Mark? What are you seeing in this week and the week ahead that you'd like to share?
Mark, you want to go first?
Let's see. Mars going into Virgo. I think it's big. It's always, you know, a big deal when Mars changes signs.
Yes. And get out of Leo. Thank you.
Yeah. This is
it can be lovely in Leo, but not when you're trying to solve problems.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Mars feels very strong in Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't feel as strong in Virgo.
Right.
So,
which, when you're trying to get past an argument, might be helpful.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Is that your cat, Mark?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to say I'm either a baby or a cat.
A few things to say.
Yeah. She's, hi.
Yeah.
She has something to say about Mars and Virgo. She is a Virgo.
Right.
You know, she's a cat, so they're assuming there's a Virgo energy in there with the pets.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else with the week?
And what are you seeing?
Well, I think the Mars in Virgo certainly is big because it's got a whole different feel for the, you know, the Leo is me, and let me talk about me some more.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So that
Bombast.
I find, yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's interesting. And then I was noticing the Mercury Saturn
mm-hmm.
as kind of the
mm-hmm.
setup that we're working on in terms of hearing news about something or hearing news
mm-hmm.
that we have to take action on or be an authority
right.
about. So I had that happen to me today with a family member, and I think it's just really paying attention, being very tuned into making important decisions. You know, we're being
mm-hmm.
asked to make decisions about the nature of our life, and then once the Mars shifts into Virgo, it's going to be, you know, ruled by a Mercury in Scorpio that's going retrograde. So he's going to deliberately
mm-hmm.
screw up stuff, or, you know, not that Mars deliberately screws up anything, but he's going to want to go backwards and
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of go back in. And Mars in Virgo, I think of as like a dog with a bone. You know, when the dog with
mm-hmm.
a bone sits there and goes, rawr, 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 and
chews
the bone
on
and growls,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you're kind of playing tug of war with the dog. And so we're going to have like a little tug of war with the dog in our chart.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of be
mm-hmm.
like, okay, I'm the dog, and I'm going to, you know, be a little terrier with you. And, I always think of terriers with Mars and Virgo. It's like a ratter, you know, and they're
mm-hmm.
kind of like, arr. And but at the same time, it's very stick-to-itiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And in Scorpio, it's very possessive. So it's got a possessive
mm-hmm.
stick-to-itiveness going backwards and arguing, growling. And
mm-hmm.
and so I'm looking at that energy and thinking, gee, that's a really interesting energy to be going into the eclipses with,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to dig into a territoriality, because Virgo can be very territorial and a little controlling on a bad day.
It's an earth sign. And so when it's and Virgo, and it's the Mercury-ruled earth sign.
It's the Mercury-ruled.
And
earth.
When it gets anxious, it gets
mm-hmm.
irritable.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the nerve energy with Virgo.
Yeah.
So if you see someone getting territorial and controlling, look back at where is the real anxiety underneath, and how can you take your heart back to that real anxiety? It's not the ego problems of Mars and Leo, but it may be an unnecessary worry that started to latch on and shows itself through territoriality
right.
and, you know, inappropriate anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So how we manage our anxiety will be very important under Mars and Virgo.
Yeah.
But it may help us get at some of the real problems. If you've got lots of details, there's a lot of detail work. If you've got a book to write, a budget to work on, with Mercury conjunct Saturn, which is one of the, you know, it's the mind, stick-to-itiveness, it's a mind that won't let go. With Mars and Virgo, you've got that extra tenacity. Now, we can be tenacious about our neuroses, so it's going to be really important where we put our tractor beam.
Yeah.
And we find our mind perseverating over something, chewing on that bone, that terrier bone, that's not productive, give it something positive to chew on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
take
watch
on
out for
attack.
This. Watch out for
mm-hmm.
psychosomatic stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Absolutely. That is also a Virgo thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you like to talk more about that, Mark?
Well, with the Mercury-Saturn conjunction, you know,
and Mars and
any
Virgo.
Sort of psychosomatic thing can really just stay on a person's mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you just can't get away from it. And there can be a lot of worry with that. So, you know, be aware that that energy is there, and then ask yourself, you know, is that really where I want to keep it? Even if I feel that there's something wrong, you
mm-hmm.
know, that I have some kind of a malady, mm-hmm. That's okay. That may or may not be, but how much of my day do I need to be preoccupied with it? And that's the thing to pay attention to. Do what you can. Follow whatever treatment or, you know, whatever is appropriate, and then let it go to something else. But this is an energy that will keep bringing you back to it. So,
you know,
watch out for that.
Right.
Absolutely. And watch the digestive system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tends to show up as, poop illnesses,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better word, where your diverticulitis flares, or you get a colitis, or you get some kind of bowel thing that is
so
not...
So eat gently.
Eat gently
and think beautiful thoughts while you're eating. The Virgo can absorb energy. Thoughts, energy will affect the digestive system. Now, Neptune is... Venus and Neptune are forming a square right now, which can give us a wonderful sense of imagination. So it's daydream beautiful thoughts while you're eating. We have to watch out for... It's a romantic side and a certain passivity that Neptune... And it can look at all the difficulty and the hard work that the Mercury-Saturn conjunction wants us to do and go, could I just go to a beach instead? Can really, you know, turn up the volume on our escapist side. But if we can use the capacity to dream and then back it up with the industriousness of that Virgo and Saturn aspect, that's a power combination.
Right.
So just have to watch out for that. And watch out for misunderstandings in relationship where you make an assumption or assume or long for greener pastures rather than do the work in the relationship. Just hang in there and love each other and take a walk with Venus in Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Now we've got 5 callers on the line, so I'd like to get to a few of them. And if you have spoken to us in the last couple of weeks, I'm going to ask you to pass it on and hand to somebody else. Now, what is it, Anne, that they have to do to raise their hand?
Press 1.
Press 1, and we'll call you.
You're going to see the little question mark go up.
I just want them to let them know. So I'm going to press 1 if you are on the line and would like to go. I see a few of you. I'm going to start off. 719, you're here on the call. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, my name is Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
What can we do for you?
Hi, guys. And I'm very, very new to this. Actually, this is my very first time listening to a live show.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, my friend Joella, who I think probably calls in, told me about the show and all that. But
so when were you born?
Oh, November 13th, 1966. I have a twin sister as well.
November 13th, 1966.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
What time?
3:41 a.m.
And where?
Oscoda, Michigan.
Oscoda, Michigan. Okay.
In Esoco County?
I think it's actually the Air Force Base, which is Wordsmith Air Force Base, and
okay.
I think the county is Oscoda.
Wonderful.
But
I think we got
isn't
it.
There anymore.
Okay.
So what can we do for you tonight? I see that you're a Scorpio with your Venus and Neptune conjunct in Scorpio, so intuition is very strong for you anyway.
Good.
With your moon
Good.
In the last degree, in the first degree of Sagittarius, so the second degree, Mercury in Scorpio. And with a Libra rising, last degree Libra rising. And you were born when Uranus and Pluto were conjunct with Mars. So you grew up, I can see that, in the military base. A lot of people, you can feel that Mars right there. That was the community around you when you were growing up. What can we do for you today?
Well, you know what? I am wanting to move.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move. I've been in Colorado for 34 years, and I get antsy. I'm feeling that
yeah. What are you doing in Colorado?
Well, actually, I do not have a job anymore.
I mean, astrologically, there's nothing going on for you there. So it's not that it's bad. It's just that it doesn't come up and grab you.
No,
so I'm looking at the astrocartography chart of you in that area, and I see no major lines running through that area for you. And usually when there's no major lines, there's no line that was on the midheaven, I see ascendant or descendant at the time you're born, it's kind of a nothing place. It's not a bad place. It's a good place to find yourself. But
and
it's
we're
hard
not
for
insulting
you to...
Coloradans here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It's hard to connect with it.
Right. It's just hard to connect,
It's very hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
The line that goes through, and a line has about 200 miles on either side. You've got a beautiful Jupiter on the midheaven line. What are you looking to do in the place that you, where you want to be?
Well, right now I have an online jazz show, so I love my jazz music.
Oh, wonderful.
And I bring on jazz artists, so I'm ready to move west.
Okay.
California has been on my mind since 2008. However, just within the last month, Arizona, Glendale, Phoenix area, has been on my mind as more of a...
You know, astrologically, it's not going to make that much difference. Again, Neptune's getting off your moon, so you'll be able to see more clearly than you have for a while about where you want to move and where you want to live. It's been squaring your moon, kind of making it so you don't know what you want. There are not that many lines going through the whole West. The Jupiter line, but again, when you're doing something like broadcasting, you can broadcast from anywhere. You don't need to make it local. And that, and if, once you can do that, it matters less where you live. But the Jupiter line is that's really strong, runs through the Florida Panhandle, through Indianapolis, right up through Michigan, and it's 200 miles on either side. That's Chicago, you know, Minneapolis, Toronto, Detroit, Atlanta, all that area, it has a very strong line. Now, that can mean that you can live in Los Angeles or live in Southern California, wherever you'd like, or Arizona, and appeal somehow to the audiences in that Atlanta, Detroit, Michigan area.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you'll be well-known for your work. You don't have to live there.
Okay. Okay.
And there's a real pull now for you to, in this next year, between now and the summer, July timeframe, to kind of say, okay, this is where I want to go. Saturn goes over the Sun, Venus, Neptune. So your restlessness is going to get bigger. If you think back to 84, when you were 18, you did something then. You moved or you put down roots someplace, maybe 18 and a half. And now it's that same time again. So what you're doing now is you're really planting the seeds for the next 29 years. If you think about 84, the decisions you made now, it's that same kind of, gee, you know, I'm ready for it. You know, what do I want to do? And this is the next 29 years as Saturn goes through your second house. He says to you, okay, what do you want to do now? You know, we finished that 30-year cycle. Now we're ready for a new one. And your chart is like, okay, what do I want to do? I think I want to move. Okay, where do you want to move? And so allow that process to kind of open and explore because it's a very iterative process with like, well, what actually would what do I want my life to look like? And in the same way when you were young and you set out in the world, you're setting out again on this next big track. So it may take a little while for you to also say, I know this is where I want to be. You know, and we have a big Mars retrograde all spring, so it can be a back and forth energy for you to say, yeah, you know, that sounds great, and Mars is back and forth in your first house. So if you can, maybe try a place out to see if you like it before you put down the roots.
Yeah, you're ready for a little traveling anyway.
Yeah.
I would say, like to see you on the road for a little while.
And,
you know, your progressed moon's in Leo. This is time to live in your work rather than work for your living. And enjoy where that takes you.
Okay.
We're going to go on to somebody else right now, but you keep us posted,
thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
You take care.
I will, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
631, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. It's Debbie. Hi, Ann. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi.
I have a cold, though. I'm yelling like a man.
Okay.
Okay, just three quick questions. What's on me? What
date
do I do
birth?
With it? When is it going?
Okay. Date of 6/29/59.
11:10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Queens, New York.
What was the first part, the date again?
6/29/59.
Okay.
What's on you? When's it going away? Depends on how you want to put that, darling. You're finally getting a bit of a break as the planets are getting off your sun. We've I believe, talked to you before about this.
Yeah.
So
and you guys
what
were,
is
really
I think
on.
It's a more specific problem that you're talking about. What is it that what's the issue that you're that you are
a lot of power issues, a lot of things with so called friends.
Mm-hmm.
Being stabbed in the back and being lied to and just a lot of deceit.
I want you to think about that. I'm going to ask you to reframe that because that's how you tend to see it and to turn up the volume to say, that hurt. That hurt. And Pluto has just finished its opposition to your sun. I do not think it's coming back to 7 degrees again. Is
nope.
it true?
Nope, finished.
So
yep.
you're all over the worst of it. You're over the great power block that you've been going through.
Okay.
And Neptune is getting off your moon. But I have a feeling that if we really took the lid off all the brains, there was a lot of unconscious material that it wasn't people trying to stab you in the back. It's more like stepping on your head to get to deal with their own problems. So it's less malevolent and more just their desperation from their own issues, from the looks of your chart. Like they've been going
okay.
through the And so instead of hating them, just go like, I'm done with them. You know, if they can't take care of their friends while they're getting their stuff. But your whole life is in transition, and it's not a little transition. Your progressed sun is over the next 3 or 4 years coming to conjunct Pluto. You know, your progressed sun is about to leave Leo where it's been for 30 years. You're moving into a different phase in your life. And instead of focusing on the ick of what pushed you, where am I going? What's coming up here? But there's some grief involved,
like
and I think that that's why it's affecting your love, your life, your breathing, is there's a lot of sadness about how those last stages ended and how the fact that those friends weren't as good as a friend as they thought that you thought they were. And again,
right.
I would say that they weren't trying to hurt you, but they didn't mind hurting you as much as they should have. They were more dealing with their own problems in a desperate
okay.
way.
Is anything good coming up? Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Give
I
yourself
it.
A few weeks, a few months, I think, of taking a deep breath here. But there is, you know, there's really, the clouds are breaking. Pluto is getting off your sun. Pluto opposed the sun is one of the hardest aspects we can go through. Opposed or square. And conjunct is not much fun either, but you've been dealing with that intensely. Uranus has been on your south node. This has been one unexpected and difficult karma clerk. You just imagine you said to the universe, I want to clear a lot of karma in a short period of time. The universe said, are
yeah.
you sure? You know, are you
yeah.
sure? Yeah. Give me 1,000 years worth of karma to clear in a short period of time. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So you're saying, can we slow that down a little? And
yeah.
right. Uh-huh. And
changing the deal. It's okay. You
yep,
can do it.
Exactly.
I'm still
and
alive,
I think,
man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a major victory, huh? That's a major
victory.
I don't
know how I got through all that.
Notice that the worst is over.
Okay.
Oh, it really is. You're through the hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's important to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it doesn't all clear away real fast, and you kind of, when you get the legs knocked out from under you, it takes a while to feel steady on your feet.
So is
but,
this like a healing time for me? Because I do
yeah.
feel the need
mm-hmm.
to be alone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say,
like,
do not isolate.
And this and that. And I'm
right.
Like, no,
do
I'm
not be.
Just...
Do not isolate, but do
no?
spend some time alone. There's a difference. Solitude, yes. Isolation, no. Okay.
Okay.
In other words, come to really love your own company.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
In other words, not
but,
the company of other people, but just getting
yeah, don't
to know
count
me
on them
and
for a little
doing
while,
me.
But enjoy them. Just don't count on them and spend more time with yourself.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I've been feeling the need to do.
Mm-hmm.
By December, it'll be shifted.
Yeah, you feel better once the eclipses are done. You're
yeah.
at the last patch of it, you know. It's also
and when Mercury gets out of Scorpio.
It's got that exhausting time feeling to it, you mm-hmm. know, where it just is like, I'm just really tired.
Okay, I'm going to take.
Also,
I'm going to go for one more caller tonight because we've got a lot of callers on the line.
Okay,
good luck,
thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
303, you're on the line. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, I'm 303. Thank you. I'm a big fan, and I
wonderful.
Also am in Colorado and have been
hi,
here a
Colorado.
Long time and would like to move.
When were you born?
Edmonton, Alberta,
okay.
October 28th, 1957, 1957.
Mm-hmm.
At 5:52 p.m. So
oh, we do love it when people know their stuff. P.m. in Edmonton. Okay?
Right.
And what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I, much like the other caller, I've been in Colorado a long time. I'd like to move. I'm a little bit, I mean, I don't really have any traction right now in any part
mm-hmm.
of my life, and I'm not quite sure what to do first.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I've been thinking a lot about, if you look at my chart, you can see I've had a lifetime of Saturn and Pluto transits, and
mm-hmm.
as Pluto sort of moved
you, yeah,
my
you were an old soul.
Ninth house.
Lisa.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot about graduate school, even though I'm
yeah.
really old. And
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure what. I'm
you're not as old as me, and I'd love to go to graduate school. I
yeah.
think that you are absolutely in the right line of thought. Especially the next 2 months, well, you know, you can't do graduate school in 2 months. We're not trying to pretend that. But with this Mercury-Saturn, we only have 90 seconds. Mercury-Saturn conjunction is asking you to really take yourself seriously. It's on your north node. Your job is to do more research than you have and to go deeper into something. And in 8 months, your progressed moon goes into Virgo, and you're ready for some really couple of years of really good deep work. What do you see, Mark and Ann?
Mark?
Go ahead, Ann.
Did we lose him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Birthday. I didn't get the date of the birth.
Okay.
October 28th, 19th.
I'm
going to
go on because we've got less than a minute. So I see that you...
Well, October 28th, what year?
1957.
57, okay, hang on.
5:52 p.m.
Yeah, I've got that part. I got it the back
okay.
end. I just didn't get the front. October 28th,
okay.
yeah. So with Saturn
mm-hmm.
going through the sixth house, there's a really strong need now to put down roots and find work that you find actually rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something that showed up in January and February of this year that maybe you weren't able to follow up on. And that can be the source in the new direction. The eclipses this next week on that workhouse can really pop to the surface some stuff you have to, you know, kind of work in and go through.
Okay,
and that
we've
can
got
also
10 seconds, so we're
going
to say goodbye tonight.
Okay,
and just to let
you.
You know, you've got a lot of changes coming up. Good luck with
yep.
them, and take yourself seriously.
Thank you.
And this is Heather Owen Robbins speaking tonight from Minnesota. And Ann?
Ann Ortley from New York at my bright red desk. And Mark?
Oh, it's
Mark.
Mark
Wolf
mm-hmm. from New York.
Okay.
Find any of our websites for a private conversation, and we would love to talk to you more, but we're short on time. Take care. Have a wonderful week.
And enjoy Mars and Virgo.
Yes,
bye.
Indeed. Take care. Bye.
Bye.